Robot or not?
Robot or not?
John, Wes wrote in to robot@theincomparable.com with this one. What is the difference between a topping and a stuffing? And can they be one and the same? Now, there's a great story that goes along with this from Wes. So I love this story. This is why I wanted to read this question. At work, we have a canteen, cafeteria, with fresh food for us daily. Often, the menu has baked potatoes on it, and we have all sorts of options to eat with the potato. However, we also changed to a TV screen menu thing above the serving area, whereas before we had posted menus of the day. On the menu TV, I have a side note here, which is like, this is a story never goes well, where like we replaced the posted menu with a TV screen. It just never goes well. On the menu TV, I see that baked potato is there as an option, but it's listed like this: baked potato, various stuffing options available. Being in the UK, Scotland, I know things with the English language can be different versus the US, but topping and stuffing are very specific in their names. There shouldn't be ambiguity on this, and I asked my coworkers when I came back to the table, and some of them, native Scottish folk, defended the use of stuffing because the options are on place, on slash in the potato, after it's cut open, and can then be closed, in quotes. That is what Wes sent in. And I love it. I love the idea that because theoretically you could slice a potato in half, put a bunch of toppings on them, and then, I guess, mash them together so that it all squeezes out the sides, or hollow them out so that there is just some bacon bits and sour cream on the inside of it, that somehow makes it stuffing. So I think this is a wild idea, but and I know there's going to be some cultural differences between the US and the UK, and honestly between Scotland and other parts of the UK as well. But I was wondering what you thought about toppings and stuffings, certainly on baked potatoes.
Yeah, it's worth reiterating that this is a U.S. show.
Yes.
And doesn't speak for any other cultures, even ones that seemingly might be similar to us. I've never heard stuffing used to refer to things put on baked potatoes in the U.S. It's just not used. But, of course, over there they call desserts pudding and all sorts of, the whole cookie biscuit chip thing. Like, I'm not going to say that it's wrong in their context, but in the U.S. that would be wrong. It's, just because you can, like you said, reclose something. Like, it's just not the way baked potatoes are made. They aren't stuffed in that way. And setting aside the turkey stuffing that can be made outside the turkey and not stuffed into anything, which sort of gets in on a technicality and due to...
Which you should call dressing. I mean, you can call it stuffing if you want. Everybody knows what it means, but it's dressing at that point. But yeah,
you can, but the thing is stuffing was used for that for so long that even now that it is not in fashion to stuff it anymore, it's still called stuffing,
right? Because don't stuff it in there, because then you could get contaminated with bacteria.
I'm sure on the internet you can find something. It was like hollow out a potato and shove stuff
oh,
in.
Oh sure,
it.
There's stuffed
I'm sure
potatoes.
You could do that, but even then you wouldn't really call it stuffing with like as like a proper noun. You would say maybe the stuffing in this recipe is the stuff you shove inside the potato, but it sounds like they just have baked potatoes with toppings, and I don't know why they're calling them stuffing. It might be a regional thing,
maybe a Scottishism.
But it's wrong in the U.S. not stuffing.
It's not what we would do. I have some other UK potato related things I wanted to mention, which is I am delighted by the fact that that baked potatoes in the UK are frequently called jacket potatoes.
Mm-hmm, yep.
I love it. Like, no jacket required. No, these are fancy potatoes. They wear a jacket. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love it. And for other questions about weird semantic things in the UK, I guess you should start a podcast and call it something like Robot in It.
No, because what I would do if I had to make that podcast? I would be sure to intentionally use in it in a way that is grammatically incorrect if literally expanded, because that particular usage drives me up a wall.
Yeah.
It doesn't drive them up a wall. It's perfectly normal to them. But Robot Isn't It is grammatically correct. So we'd have
to find
a context where we would use in it and it would not be grammatically correct if expanded to Isn't It.
That's true. I'm sorry. That title is too good to be used. Don't use it.
Too grammatically correct. It makes too much sense.
Yeah, we can't.
We need to go for the most offensive to me use of in it.
Yep.
Which is like, I don't know.
I heard one the other day.
We're going on vacation, innit? I can't take it. Can't take it.
All right. We salute you, everyone in the UK.
Robot or not.